by now. Let's break some rules at school. Mama ain't home tonight. I don't know I can do that right. Are you a rough player or quick layer? Back that up like you're not the shy girl. Hell yeah, it's nasty in my word. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. Just play by me and daddy till they say stop. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. Just play by me and daddy till they say stop. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. Just play by me and daddy till they say stop. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. Just play by me and daddy till they say stop.
Thank you. We'll listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney. And here on the show, finally, after years and years, Dixon here in the studio playing for us.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, actually, it's like four years or something we're trying this already, right?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it has been. At least it's like that long that I thought this time I cannot say I have no time whatsoever.
You know?
And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. No, that's great to finally have you here. And thank you for doing a little mini mix here for
Very
us.
You're welcome.
And ending it with this new Carl Craig.
Yes.
Of we don't know who.
I forgot the original artist. Radioslave just sent it to me lately.
Yeah. It sounds great. And what are you gonna have after this? What are we gonna be playing? Because this just ended.
It's something I'm actually not 100% sure. I'm allowed to play it, but there's no one
I
to
love
ask
that.
Yet.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's night in Europe. I cannot call him right now. It's a Solomon mix for a Tief Schwartz track.
Okay, and with the tracks that you were playing before, that you're mixing, what was? I mean, you said you wanted to do a little bit of a slower thing.
Yes, darker maybe.
Darker. Okay.
When I played this Ewan Pearson track, which had this vocals, I was kind of feeling like, this is not dark anymore. I want to be dark right now. But this is maybe how it always goes with me. You know, when I'm coming somewhere and I'm thinking like, all right, I'm playing a techno set now. Then later on, everyone is coming like, God, it was so deep and so slow. And I was like, I was trying to bang it out, you know? But it always comes down to me playing, I don't know, soft in any kind of way or whatever.
And what's happening right now with InnerVisions?
Well, we just released this Ocean Ladder record with an Arm remix. And the next one is an Agoria with a remix from me. And then we are preparing the Arm live CD, because Frank from Arm is playing live for like a year now.
Right.
And he prepared a lot of stuff for that live shows, like totally different versions of well-known Arm tracks. And we decided that a lot of them are so different that it would make sense to somehow bring them on a CD and release a couple of them later on as vinyls. And one of them we're going to play later, which is the Underworld remix of Arm, because we, which means Henrik, Arm and me, we did an Underworld mix like 2 years ago or something. And this is something he reworked for his live show, and it's coming later.
Okay. Well, let's play this first one, and then let's talk a little bit more questions coming up. Dixon here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM.
Not dark anymore.
Not dark anymore.
Thank you.
This next one that you have for us.
The next one is we're doing a little label called Philomena.
Which is
someone
what?
Is doing a little label called Philomena.
Okay.
And we are only selling it on our website. It already has five. No, actually, it's the sixth release, and therefore people have to really find it. And
is it vinyl only, this one?
It's vinyl only, yes.
Yeah.
And this now is from the last, which is a Fink remix by Marcus Vogel.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice.
Wait. So this one you can say what the, because the other ones maybe aren't so we can say what they are type, you know, maybe a little bit more,
yeah,
under the radar.
We thought that I think if you do something like this, you should stand for it, you know, you should not hide and maybe even say that is, give it different names or whatsoever, and maybe even people think it's something else instead of what it actually is. And I thought that if someone has a problem with this, he should come to us and we're going to settle it. And there was certain cases actually where it happened, but there was always a way to settle that, and therefore we are not shy of we write what it is, you know, like when you buy it, you see what it is, you know,
right?
And you can find us, you know.
Well, that's like the guys from what's the record store here in Brooklyn that the reissue the what is it, Dope Jams. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
It's like, how do they do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
But okay, so you settle it in revision style when
yes,
they come
I
up.
I mean,
to
like
you.
For instance, the next one, Fink, you know, we kind of know him, you know, and if he finds out about it, he will contact us. You know?
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, let's play this one. I hope Fink doesn't find out about it.
No, I really hope he will.
Okay.
I really
hope we will. Actually, so you can settle it in revision style.
Yes, I really hope he will. We will. We will have a dinner. You know,
that's in revision style,
yes,
settling it.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking.
I think it should be a little tougher. You know, like this is like, okay, we'll settle this. You know.
Okay, I'm gonna play now.
Your lips and down within. drown my soul, baby, let it begin.
Was you guys just made a big announcement about you, how you're just going to have it through your store now, your digital store, and not distributing, right? Or what is the statement again?
Well, it is that we are not, for the vinyls, we are not going through any distributor anymore. If you want to have the records as a person or as a store, you have to contact us. And you have to buy it from our shop. And with this phenomenal label, we made this experience that it really is fun to do this. And it makes everything much more personal. And you have full control. You earn more per unit.
Right.
And for us, actually, we felt so well doing that little label, and we felt this whole machine behind Inner Visions was not something we wanted to be part of anymore, and we thought that it's actually a natural step for us to do it that way. And there is the result is that people for 1 month, every Inner Visions release for 1 month is now exclusive in our webshop. And then after that month, certain record stores worldwide that were interested in it and contacted us are able to sell the rest, you know, that is still there.
Okay.
Yes.
And for those record stores, are you giving it to them at like your distributor kind of costs, so they're selling it for the same amount that you sell it at?
I guess it's a little bit more expensive, but not that much.
Yeah.
You know, I had long discussions with a lot of people before we did it, because, for instance, Christian from Arm, he was running a record shop for a long time. Markus Vogel, one of our artists, is running a record shop, and there was like crazy discussions about it. But we all realized that, besides the fact that we have a label, we also have a shop.
Yeah.
And we thought about the shop as a business, and we looked at what happens on the vinyl market worldwide and what the other shops that are actually interesting doing. And what they're doing is they're trying to sell stuff that is not available anywhere else. If you want to compete with all the big internet distributors, you know, or the big shops, name them Uno, Dex Records, or whatsoever, you need to do something special. You are a small store mostly, and you're based in Cologne or in Berlin or in Boston, whatsoever, and you need to do something different than them. And for us, when we looked in our shop, we thought, all right, what makes us different is that we are a label that could release music just for that shop.
Right.
And so this is also what Markus said when he was looking at his numbers in the shop. Like, the music that he really sold were not the big hits that maybe the big distributors are selling. It's more the obscure records that only he had because he found somewhere and he contacted the label if there's still copies left of whatever release. And he thought that whenever he made an effort, it paid back through his customers because they were interested in the special stuff. So this is what we have now in our shop. We have special releases. They're called Innervisions, you know. And so from looking at from this side, we have a great shop that has two exclusive labels, Philomena and Innervisions.
And how has that response been so far? I mean, record stores can't be so happy about, they can't be like, we love you now.
Yes,
right?
I mean, of course, there is some critic for it, but just what
there
I just
aren't any more record stores to really.
Really, when you look at the numbers we were selling through our distributor that we had before, most of them were going to five big sellers in the world.
Yeah.
And these sellers we are not providing to anymore.
Yeah.
The shops that are selling what we have is actually shops that are not just internet shops. Basically, they have a store. All of them, they have a certain record culture, and we give it exactly for that reason to them instead of maybe the big seller that where we would maybe sell twice as much, but we would support something that we are not against, but we are not really behind that idea. And you know, it has two sides, you know. It's I think that there was always like a first reaction, support or big criticism. And when you speak with a lot of people, you know, it's not black or white, you know. It's grayish. There's an area that we are, it's something that we're doing now that we are testing, actually, also, we have to say, you know. It's not something that we 100% knew what we're doing when we started it. It was like, all right, let's just try it. You know, a lot of people are constantly just reacting to the situation on the market, you know. It was so much better 5 years ago. You know, we sold 10 times more records. And what they do is they all do just the same that they did back then, but are complaining why it's not as good as before anymore. And with the step that we did now, we feel that we are active, you know. We are doing something to keep it interesting on one hand and to keep it alive. Because for us, it's much more healthy that way. And not just financially, also, I'm going to New York and I kind of know what people from New York bought our records, you know, and it's the same people over and over again, you know, because they're coming back, and you have like it's a certain fan base out there that is supporting what we're doing, we treat them well, actually. we do, like, for instance, with our membership that we have there, you know, they get special extra vinyls if they're a member of our, it's called Inner Circle, and you get half price on the records, you get an extra record that's only available in this membership, you get, this year it's a Slipmat, a special Slipmat that you get for free, and we have, for instance, on our website, we have this guest list function where people can, you know, when I announce my dates for, let's say, October, you can go on there and see half of the gigs that are in clubs. You can I give away like 3 or 5 guest list spots, so you can participate in there. And there's a lot of stuff that we're doing that It's something that we give to the people. But it's also something that makes us actually happier these days, because, you know,
you're connecting.
Yeah, it's connecting to people that love what you're doing, and it's not a one-sided, you know, it's not just us making music and there's the other side of people buying our music. Somehow it's closer connected these days, and I think that all this, what is important for us is that we feel we are active. We are not just reacting to what is the situation around us, you know. And this is something that's fun and that is important today.
That was, you've said that. You've gone through this before. I know you have.
Yeah.
You've been explaining this to a lot of people. Well, let's listen to this.
Okay.
Next one. This
it's
Juju.
A Juju and Georgish. Yes. And it's from a soundtrack they did for a silent movie. And there's just, I think they're releasing 5 vinyls now. Each with 2 tracks, and this is from the first vinyl that just came out now.
Okay. Dixon here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. We'll be right back. Dixon here. We're going to be our last song for his set, which is, you mentioned it before, well, this is the Underworld.
Yes, it's the last one. Yeah.
And we also wanted to mention that you, did it come out already, or is it coming out, the mix CD that you just did?
I think it's when the show is available, I think it's just about out then, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we don't need to talk about it.
We don't need to talk about
it? You cannot talk about music, you know. It's there, you know, you can find my mix CD.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. But we don't need to talk about it, no.
Well, didn't they say this was, I don't know if you said it or they said it, that this is the last mix CD?
Yes, it's my last mix CD.
Mix CD. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you are done. I mean, that's important.
I'm done with this format, you know. I'm done with the CD, you know. I don't want to squeeze what I feel like doing into a 70-minute format anymore. And
yeah.
All this business that is behind that, which, you know, in this industry, you do something like with this mix CD. I finished it in the end of April, and now it's coming, what is it, 9th of September,
yeah,
or something, you know.
Yeah.
And
it feels old already,
and the music is obviously not outdated. This is not what it's about, but I think that I don't want to support that anymore. You know, I feel like I wanted to be active, you know,
yeah,
and we wanted to try something else. And I hope that in 2012, where we find a way that I do something, and the week later, it's available and it's legal. You know, it's not like I don't want to do a podcast somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't do any podcasts the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
I think the last one I did was for Resident Advisor. 3 or 4 years ago, actually.
Right.
And I don't have anything against it. People can do it, but it's nothing for me.
Yeah.
And I still wanted to do something, but I don't really know what it is yet. You know, we are thinking about it. We have no clever answer yet, but I don't want to do it in that conditions anymore that we are in right now.
But you guys are brainstorming, and it's going to be a
we
big
Germans,
release.
You know?
Yeah,
Germans, you know?
I love it. You know, you're going to come out with some big release like you did with the
distributors. We think about it, and we fuck it up twice, and we rethink it, and then it's maybe okay, you know?
Yeah, then it's perfect afterwards. Then
yes,
everything runs so smoothly.
Yeah.
And well, thank you for coming on the radio show. Finally,
yeah,
you know, it was great to have you here.
Yeah.
And good luck with the rest of the tour and the label stuff. And we'll end it with this.
Underworld.
Right.
Goodbye.
Beats in Space here with Dixon. WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Is that you? Is that really you? To call between my lips, to kangaroo fingers push through and scratch my back in rhythm. Slow foot, slow fast, waiting for a night to wrap around us. I could go in there, get some sweet stuff. Is that really you? To hold beneath my skin, two numbers click between the touch when you pull me down into them. Rising and rising, bird on the inside of a glass I've beaten. Calling me in there, get that sweet stuff. We'll be right back.